This hour, we'll take your phone calls with Art Rosengarten as he does some tarot card readings for you. He'll need a specific question, and then we'll turn him loose. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Art Rosengarten as we will do some tarot card readings this hour. Art, I wanted to read you an email from Linda in Ontario. She's asking specifically if you see a move, and if so, for her and her husband, where would that be, and what would it look like?
Okay.
Let's do a quick reading for her.
I'll start with it. It looks like you have, we start off with the Knight of Swords. I would say it looks like you have not done a lot of research on it. And what's really going on, I mean, you need to do a lot of research and you haven't really done enough. What's really going on is you're stuck on which direction to go in terms of moving. You have a lot of different choices, but you're having difficulty picking one place or agreeing on one place. That's what the way it appears. I mean, that's what's really going on. You're kind of stalled. And what needs to come out now is, here we have the King of Wands reversed again. What needs to come out is you need to find you need to be the king of your own universe. You need to find the place. Now, I'm not directly answering your question. I can't tell you the location, but the tarot is saying that you need to view the goal here as a place where you are the king of your own creative universe, is the phrase for this card. And that's reversed, which means that it seems like you're not owning your perfect dream yet. You're maybe hedging on, should we be practical? Should we be thinking about money, thinking about locations? The most important thing is where you will feel most empowered, and you need to go with that.
How difficult is it for people to learn how to do their own tarot card reading?
It would be best if they had two or three excellent texts that I could recommend, and then take a course with a professional skilled teacher to get training and supervision. I would say after about 6 months of working in a group with practice readings and studying, you could begin to read your own cards. And then maybe another year of practice, if you're really naturally good at this, you might be able to read some of your friends' cards with authority.
To the phones we go. Let's start with Heather in New Orleans, east of the Rockies. Hi, Heather. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's your question for Art? And let's turn him loose.
Okay. I've been in a real slump with my career. I'm just not happy. I'm ready to join the great retirement that's going on right now.
Okay.
So is there anything that you can tell me about that?
Yes. Well, it appears like you're at a standstill. You don't know which direction to go on your quest. That's the Knight of Pentacles. What's really going on with this? Here we have the Major Arcana, the Hierophant, again reversed. That tells me that you're torn around ethical issues with work. And that's why you're kind of at a standstill, because you want to find something that agrees with your sense of ethics and high-mindedness, and you currently don't see anything there. And what you need to do now, with the Ace of Pentacles reversed, well, this again means that your money is a big issue. It's a big concern here, because it's reversed, I think you're I'm not exactly sure what you need to do. I think that you need to really evaluate your finances really clear and see what, you know, if you can afford to wait longer, or you need to find some other kind of job opportunity or whatever. But you're kind of stuck on around creating money, and that's holding you up.
I can't believe, and I'm sure everybody says this, but it is total ethics. I am in debt collection, and I feel like I have to go to confession because I just can't. I can't believe that you like said that, and then you went on to say that the money is a big deal, and it is a big deal because we have to eat.
Of course, yeah.
But do you stay? I can't. You nailed it.
Well, we don't have time to go further. If you want to contact me for a full reading, you can find me on the website, and then we could go into it in great depth. But I think that's all I can tell you right now.
Sure. And let's allow everybody a quick follow-up question like she just did. Is that okay, Art?
Yeah, okay. So the follow-up question, do I see what you should do? I'm going to pick one more card, and okay, this is a good card for you. It's the... it's the Eight of Pentacles, which is the apprentice. It's the person who is learning a new skill, working very hard, taking an apprenticeship, whatever that is, a new job, but getting training and becoming like an apprentice with a master traditionally, until you get a skill level where you can start a new profession competently. You need to get really busy learning new skills. That's what the card's saying.
All right. Thank you, Heather. Good luck, and hope everything works out for you. Have you ever found the cards to be not accurate, Art?
Very, very rarely, but I don't use the word accurate. I use relevant. I think they're always relevant, even if sometimes I'm surprised, but the querent says, no, I get that. I know what that's about. And I said, really? Because I never really would have suspected that. But
right.
I think it's always relevant on some level to the querent.
West of the Rockies, Howard's with us in Eugene, Oregon. Welcome to the show. Hi, Howard.
Hi. Yes. My question is, after I've passed away and gone into the afterlife, will I have the option to choose to not reincarnate on Earth because I want to rest in peace for all eternity in heaven? I don't want to reincarnate on Earth or anything.
What a great question. What do you think of that one, Art?
Oh, piece of cake. I'm going to use my deck, Tarot of the Nine Paths, which is really designed for more deeper kinds of questions like that. And I'll just tell you what they tell me about that. So about, eternal liberation after death, it appears that there's going to be a great initiation for you, and you will have to pass through the gates of the dragon. That, in other words, it's a deep challenge it could be kind of like a purgatory kind of challenge, but you'll be challenged. You'll have to pull everything you have to the bottom of your soul to pass through there, and then you will be initiated into what's called cosmic consciousness. But what's really going on now? Here we have the Emperor. For you to get to where you want to go, you have to be more at the command of your own path. You have to be the captain and the leader of your own ship. You need to really take more control and charge of your spiritual direction right now. And what needs to come out is you need better, you need to open energetically more. This is the Strength card, agent of life force, for you to prepare yourself for the big journey, as you describe it. you're going to need some energy work, energy medicine, to open up a lot of your channels and life force to do the work that you need to do.
And your follow-up question, Howard, go ahead.
Is there a possibility that part of that may involve accomplishing either any or all of my creative goals and hopefully being able to make some kind of a monetary success out of accomplishing my creative goals?
So I get the question. The card that you got is the Hanged Man. It's an agent of surrender. So my answer would be no. Rather than accomplishing or achieving more, you need to stand back and become more self-observant and witness your whole, mind sphere from a detached place. Rather than doing more and accomplishing more, you need to go more in a meditative, mindfulness place in addressing this whole question.
And Howard made the assumption he's going to heaven when he passes on. What if he's wrong? You never know, right?
You never know, George. You never know.
First time caller Joanne is with us in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Hi, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
You got me laughing about what if he's wrong.
I know it. And by the way, I used to live in Farmington Hills.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Detroit, and then a few years ago, I did move to Farmington Hills.
13 Mile in Middle Belt is where I was.
Oh, okay. I'm at 12 in Middle Belt now.
Yeah, not bad. But go ahead with your question for Art. Go ahead.
Okay. A few years ago, I was run out of my home by drug dealers and car thieves. And I subsequently ended up losing the home as well. They started shooting in the house, calling the police, and it was just a crazy thing. So I had to give up my home, and I'm in an apartment now, and I feel stifled. And my creativity, the environment is not right for my creativity, and it's not really safe here. So my question is, since I have been saving and scrimping, will I be able to get into a home again this year?
I got it.
Go.
Okay. Well, let's take a look. This is a card that a previous caller got. It appears that you're working really hard now to, like you said, scrimping and saving and all of that. This is, again, the Eight of Pentacles. This is the apprentice card. So it looks like you're trying to get yourself prepared for that move to a new home. What's really going on? Here we have the Chariot card.
You sound baffled, Art.
Pardon me?
You sound baffled here.
Not baffled, but kind of impressed. This card is saying you need to expand way out of, I don't know if you're wanting to stay in Motown, or I think you need to look at options that are more expansive, that, this card, the Chariot, travels across the skies and brings his message of healing to a very large, large area. And so my sense is that you need to look far and wide for what you're wanting and not limit yourself. And what you need to look at now is the issue of justice. This is justice reverse. I think you may be, understandably, maybe stuck with all the injustices that you've had to go through, and my sympathies. But you're carrying too much of a sense of unfairness and injustice, which I think is blocking your expansiveness. You need to let go of that and focus on the new beginning.
Joanne, what's your follow-up question? Go ahead.
Okay. When you talk about expansiveness, or I guess kind of thinking outside the box, could that also mean a relocation, like
Definitely.
To another state?
Yes. Another country even. Yep.
Pretty dramatic. Okay. Thanks, Joan. Good luck to you and hope everything works out. Next up, let's go to Ashland, Oregon. Willow is with us. Hey, Willow, welcome to the program.
And bless both of you for what you are doing for all of us out here.
You are very welcome. What's your question for Art?
I am in my late 70s, and my business is no longer a monetary thing, but my business now is wanting to give a positive energetic healing, to be a positive energetic healing influence for all life forms and sentient organisms. And I don't feel that I'm being very influential in that.
I'd
like to do better.
Yes. Well, we're going to work on that right now. Okay. So,
yes.
Again, I'm going to use Tara of the Nine Paths. And for this kind of question, and I've just got to have it prepared. I'm going to fan it out in front of me, and I'm going to pick first the way this whole thing appears. And okay, so this is this card is called the River, and it's an agent of flow. And so, from what you're saying, I get the feeling that you have this beautiful flowing vision that things kind of are operating naturally and harmonically without effort, and this is kind of your vision, and one of the river of, you know, things just free to unfold naturally. But what's really going on now, here we have the Tower, which is an agent of upheaval. So there's old structures in your personality that you need to tear down. They're not working anymore. They're being attacked from the outside, and they're crumbling from the inside. And you need to get out of that tower and get yourself to a safe and productive place quickly for your own goals. You're kind of stuck in a tower of your old self, and you need to get out and go to a new safe place. And when you get there, it will be the third card is called the Well, which is an agent of renewal. You need to do some healing work. You need to wash away all of the old obstructions. This can be going into, you know, many kinds of treatments, you know, whether it's psychotherapy or body work or massage or some kind of cleansing therapies first, before I think your energy is going to start, you know, really clicking the way you want it. Do you have a follow-up question?
Well, how would I start that?
How would you start? Okay, I'll pick one more card.
Art, we've got 20 seconds. Can you do it?
Yeah, you need to work on wholeness in your own life, in every aspect of your own life, your relationships and your relationship to the world. That's how you get unstuck. You need to be work on your wholeness more.
We're coming back for final tarot card readings with Art Rosengarten and you in just a moment. Next hour, investigative reporter Cheryl Jones joins us as we talk about the upcoming 25th anniversary of the Phoenix Lights. What an incredible story that was. And then we'll have open lines with Cheryl and Lynn Kitai, who was a key witness in that 1975 situation, by the way. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Dr. Art Rosengarten with us, our tarot card reader who has been with us now for 20-some years, 26 years, folks, 26 years, locally and on the show. Seems just like yesterday, Art, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
For the sake of time, let's just do one question without the follow-up, And okay. Let us go to Jeremy in Jamestown, North Dakota, on the wild card line. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, George and Art. I have a question. The court system is demeaning and labeling me as an incompetent person. How can I combat that?
Okay.
Pull out the cards. He was in a coma for a couple months from a severe car accident, Art.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'll see what the tarot says.
All right.
It looks like you're, because we have the Knight of Swords reversed, it looks like you have some, thinking problems, cognitive deficits right now. That's the way it appears to other people, perhaps. But what's really going on? Well, here we have the Queen of Cups. She is the nurturing mother. You need to not only heal yourself, but you need to maintain a sense of compassion for yourself and compassion for others now, and not get bitter or too upset about your situation. You need to maintain some love in your heart the best you can right now. And what you need to do is get, this is the King of Wands, you need to find where you can be the most powerful with where you're at now in your life. You need to feel like you can create a lifestyle or a situation that is going to, be more alive and productive for you. That's what the cards are saying.
Okay, thank you, Art, and thank you, Jeremy. Hope everything works out for you. He's been a great guy. Next up, we've got Brian in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hey, Brian, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi there, George. Hi there, Art. Very entertaining show tonight. So my question is, I recently went through a shift in my employment situation and a shift in my finances, and I want to know what the cards have to say about that. Am I heading in the right direction?
Okay.
I'm going to put you to work here, Art.
Okay, yeah. Well, so you got the Ten of Pentacles reversed, which means, yeah, it looks like your stability is got turned upside down, and it looks like you had a lot of stability, and all of that has gotten turned upside down with this shift. But what's really going on, it's the process, I can't tell you what's going to happen on an outer level so much as the process is an opportunity for you to rediscover your essential self, who you are, not what you have or what you do, but who you really are. That's what the work is now, given these changes, these outer challenges. And what needs to come out is, we have that Knight of Pentacles, but reverse. You need to start moving more. You're a little bit stuck in terms of what's next, and you need to start pushing yourself. I don't know what direction yet, but you need to get more movement in whatever you're doing to try and deal with the changes right now. That's what the tarot says.
Art, since you've been doing tarot cards, have you ever had a day that you went, oh, my God, I'm just exhausted. I can't do them anymore?
Only after, doing like 15, 10-card readings in a row, I get a little tired. But often readings actually give me energy rather than drain me of energy.
Good for you. Donna's with us, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Hi, George. Hi, Art. What a fascinating show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My question is I had been a caregiver for my mother, and she passed away in December. And as I was taking care of her, which is time-consuming, I did some writing and publishing, independently publishing of books and some graphic design work. And I find myself kind of now kind of aimlessly wondering if that's an avenue I should take or if I should look in another direction.
I got the question. The tarot says, well, it looks like you're a little bit brokenhearted by you've put so much of yourself into this work and now you're at a standstill and it's hurting you because this is a three of swords, because you really put your heart into this. But what you need to, now here you got, just like someone else tonight, you got, this is what's really going on is the Hierophant reverse. And this is that situation where there's a problem around ethics. It may be that you have some questions about whether I don't know. It could be self-publishing is ethical, or even getting a book contract or something like that. Whether they're giving you a good ethical deal or not, or it could be any kind of issue around ethics with your project. It may be even wondering is it ethical to publish this personal account. I don't know. But that's what's going on for you. You're wondering, is it right ethically? And what you need to do, well, here's a very good card, the Ace of Pentacles. I think you need, it's like abundance consciousness, you know, you ever hear of that? It's like you need to start thinking very positively about bringing something really solid and beautiful into the world, whether it generates money or it's important completion for you and it's a positive thing. You need to, I think, give birth to something here with this project, and that's the important thing.
Okay, thanks, Art. Appreciate it. Let's take some more calls. We've got some time here. Let's go to Orange County, California. Amelia's with us on the wildcard line. Hello, Amelia.
Hi, Art. Hi, George.
Hi there.
This question is really about my younger daughter, and I'm wondering if I could get some insight as to what I might need to learn or do to best help her in her situation.
Okay.
What do you got, Art?
Yep. It appears like something's really out of balance. You're not able to juggle two things, and they're kind of both falling, and you can't seem to get, whether it's, you know, it could be any two things, work and family, or it could even be, you know, support and discipline, you know, as a parent or whatever. But you're not juggling these two things properly, and that's what it feels like. But what's really going on is you're not the Queen of Swords. You're not seeing it accurately, what's going on. You're something is blocking you from seeing what's really going on with you and her. And you need to reevaluate that and start seeing it more with your head than your heart, if you know what I mean. What you need to do, now this is interesting, you got the High Priestess in this position, which is about intuition. And not only do you need to see it more, you know, rationally, you need to go, you need to, this card's also related to memory, deep memory. There's some deeper, you know, some people would say even past life kind of thing going on here, but you need to access some deeper level of your relationship with her. That's where I think you're going to get some improvement.
You believe in reincarnation, Art, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Next, do you use that sometimes in your tarot readings?
Well,
past lives.
Yes, you know, I teach a class on tarot and past life readings. Sometimes, yeah.
Let's go to Alberta, Canada. John is with us, east of the Rockies. Hi, John. Go ahead, sir.
How are you doing, Art? Art, George.
Good.
I'm just kind of wondering, should I continue playing the lottery, or is it in the cards for me to stop?
Okay.
tell him to stop, Art, and then he was going to win a million.
Reader, if you should continue to play the lottery, Okay, let's see what the cards say. So,
and you got them all spread out, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It appears like you're really divided on this question, and you maybe have some distrust. You know, there's a picture of a person, of two people walking away from the third person who's carrying three swords on his shoulder. So it looks like there's a breach, and maybe there's some trust issues about the lottery or about your motivations there. So it looks like that's what's going on. But what's really going on, here we have the Lover's card.
That means you want $1 million.
No, that means you're trying to make a lot of money for your girlfriend. I don't know what the Lovers is there, but maybe if you came to this you know, lottery thing from a higher kind of place and not be so attached to winning, but kind of maybe the love of the game. If that's what it is, I'm not sure what the Lovers means to you. I would have to explore that with you. We don't really have the time here to go into that, but I'm sure it means something here. I'm just not clear. I'm going to go with the third card. Okay, now this speaks more directly. This is the Four of Pentacles, which is about budgeting your money. and getting really grounded with it. You know, it's like, don't bet more than you can, you know, you can lose. That kind of...
That's good advice, by the way.
Yeah, that kind of advice there. Okay?
All right, good luck, John. Hope everything works out for you. On the day he doesn't buy his lottery ticket, the winner will probably would have been him.
Of course.
That's how it happens all
but
the time.
Maybe he'll fall in love with some girl, and he won't even care.
Who sold him the lottery ticket?
Yeah, who sold him the lottery ticket?
Let's go to Sylvia in Prescott, Arizona, first-time caller. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, George. Hi, Art. Your show is the best.
Well, thank you. And go ahead with your question. We've got 2 minutes left, Art.
Okay.
A house that got hit by a catastrophic storm in July, and I have not been happy in this house, and I really want to move. Is there anything in there showing that I'm going to be able to get out of this house and move somewhere?
All right. Go ahead and do your thing, Art. And do you own the house, Sylvia, or rent it?
No, I own it.
You own it. Okay. Go ahead, Art.
It appears like you're not feeling very strong about this. I mean, not feeling very confident about it. You have the Strength card reversed. That's the way it appears. You're feeling kind of pessimistic, and what's really going on is this card is, you know, the Eight of Cups. This card means really taking a retreat of some kind, like, I don't know, a walk in the woods or some kind of pull into nature and really get in touch with more your natural psyche around this issue. You're too in your head with it. You need to take a break. It can be a short break, and kind of connect with nature, and which may help your process there. And then what you need to do is get really busy in a productive way. This is the Ten of Wands. It may feel like, oh my God, I don't know how that would manifest in terms of, you know, finding another house, speaking to realtors, getting on the internet, thinking, you know, you're going to get really busy with it, and that's good because you'll have the energy after you take that retreat to really make it happen. And with that Ten of Fire, that Ten of Wands.
All right, Art, the time has got us. Give us your website.
Okay, moonlightcounseling.com. And on there you'll see I'm offering a new four-session seminar on Zoom called Imagination and Consciousness, especially designed for coast-to-coast listeners. So you might go to my website and look for that. You can also find all my services and even set up readings with me or therapy sessions. So that's how you reach me, moonlightcounseling.com.
Super. Thanks, Art. Always great talking to you. Up next, investigative reporter Cheryl Jones talking about the anniversary of the Phoenix Lights.